From Washington, this is VOA News. Germany adds pressure on Moscow over Ukraine. A top militia leader reportedly killed in Mali. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov wrapped up a six-hour meeting in London with little consensus on a diplomatic solution to the crisis in Crimea, which will hold a referendum Sunday. That referendum could see Crimea break away from Ukraine and join Russia. Following the meeting, Secretary of State Kerry told reporters the U.S. sees the referendum as a violation of international law.
I was clear with Foreign Minister Lavrov that the president has made it clear there will be consequences if Russia does not find a way to change course. And we don't say that as a threat. We say that as a direct consequence of the choices that Russia may or may not choose to make here.
Kerry said sanctions will be imposed on Russia if the referendum is held. U.S. President Barack Obama says he still hopes for a diplomatic solution to the crisis in Crimea. Germany now appears willing to use its diplomatic and economic muscle to turn up the heat on Moscow, according to analysts. German Chancellor Angela Merkel addressed lawmakers in Germany's parliament earlier this week. VOA's Henry Ridgewell has more from London.
Addressing lawmakers in Germany's parliament Thursday, Chancellor Angela Merkel issued the strongest threat yet to Moscow.
Wenn Russland seinen Kurs der letzten Wochen fortsetzt, dann wäre das nicht nur eine Katastrophe für die.
She said that if Russia continues on its course of the past weeks, it will not only be a catastrophe for Ukraine. We would see it, as neighbors of Russia, as a threat, and it would not only change the European Union's relationship with Russia. No, this would also cause massive damage to Russia, economically and politically. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Malian officials say French forces have killed a top Islamist militia leader in the mountains of northern Mali. Malian officials said Friday that Omar Ould Hamaha, a member of Al-Qaeda's North African wing, was killed last week by French airstrikes. France's defense ministry has not confirmed the death. More on these stories at voanews.com. The drawn-out search for Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, missing nearly 1 week now, is testing the patience of the families of those on board and testing the ability of governments in the region to cooperate. Bill Ide has more.
As the days pass and there are more questions than answers about what happened to the missing jet, Malaysia has increasingly come under fire. Chinese state media and editorials have blasted Malaysia over its response, arguing that the conflicting signals authorities have been sending are only adding to grieving families' confusion and anguish. Chinese officials have repeatedly urged Malaysia to hurry up with the search and did so again on Friday. Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei says the Chinese people are very anxious and are calling on Malaysia to shoulder its responsibility in coordinating the search effort. Bill Ide, Beijing.
A bomb blast near a police vehicle in the northwestern Pakistani city of Peshawar has killed at least three people. Shoppers were crowding into a Peshawar market for their weekend purchases when a bomb exploded, killing and injuring dozens of people. A police superintendent said the target of the suicide blast was an armored police vehicle nearby. The latest attack could fray support for government efforts to reach a peace settlement with the Taliban through a dialogue. Rescue workers in New York City say they have found the remains of all eight people killed in a gas explosion this week. Police now say there are no known victims still missing from the blast at two apartment buildings. Dozens of people were injured Wednesday when a gas leak caused two Manhattan buildings to catch fire and collapse. Week two of the Oscar Pistorius murder trial wrapped up Friday. Testimony in the trial in which Pistorius shot and killed his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, included whether police mishandled evidence during the initial stages of their probe. The former police station commander, Colonel G.S. Van Rensburg, said a firearms expert handled the gun that Pistorius used with no gloves.
So I stopped immediately talking and I asked him, "What are you doing?" And then he turned his head to me and he was looking, and then he realized there was no hand gloves. And then he said, "Sorry." And he put the magazine back in the firearm and he put it back on the carpet.
A U.S. auto safety group says 303 people were killed in car crashes in the last decade while riding in General Motors cars in which airbags failed to deploy. That number is far greater than the 12 deaths that GM has linked to a defect. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News in Washington.